Welcome to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and this week we will be learning the Introductory Mishnah, as well as Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. The Introductory Mishnah, which is read at the beginning of each chapter of Pirkei Avos, begins as follows. Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek l'olam haba. All Israel have a place in the world to come. Shenemar, and then it quotes a pasuk from Isaiah chapter 60. Va'amech kulam tzedikim, and your nation, your people, they are entirely righteous. Le'olam yirshu eretz, they will forever inherit the land. Netzer matai, they are the growth of my planting. Amasa yadai, they're the work of my hands, le'ispa'er, in order to glorify for the glory of God. So let's take a look in a parish called Nachlas Avos, which explains why we read this when we start a chapter of Pirkei Avos. It says, Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek l'olam haba. All Israel have a place in the world to come. Tam shelifnei kol perek mipirkei Avos tiknu lomar mishnah zu. The reason that they instituted reciting this Mishnah before each chapter of Pirkei Avos, asher enu shayekes lakan klal, because it really has nothing to do with anything here. V'hi Mishnah b'Sanhedrin, and it's in fact a Mishnah in the Tractate of Sanhedrin. Achye shalomar, the explanation is, ki hinei i'efshar lahagia el shum madrega shaba'olam. It's impossible for a person to reach any level in this world, ela al yedei achdus, except through unity. Sha'am Yisrael misyachidim yachad, so that all Jews are united together. Ki bizman sheyeshna achdus bein am Yisrael, because at a time when there's unity among the Jews, shum mekatreg eno yochel lekatreg aleihem, no prosecutor can prosecute against them. Vilachain, therefore, kishmaschilin limod perek b'midos ha-tanayim, when we start to learn a chapter of these traits from the Tanayim, and how to achieve the next world through these traits. Maschilin ko Yisrael. Then we begin with this Mishnah about all Israel having a place. Im klal nishmas Yisrael misyached im yachad, that if all the souls of Israel unite, yubetuchim asher yesh lehem chelek olam haba, then we can be confident that we have in fact earned a place in the next world. And he goes on to explain that our job is to have unity, and that this will bring upon us fellowship and the greater closeness of God's glory, among other desirable outcomes. Moving on to Mishnah Aleph in the first parak, it begins with the transmission of the Torah. So the first Mishnah says, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Moshe received the Torah at Sinai, umasvul Yehoshua, and he transmitted it to Joshua. V'Yehoshua lezakenim, and Joshua transmitted it to the elders. Uzakenim lenaviim, and the elders transmitted it to the prophets. Unaviim masruha la'anshe knesses hagadola, and the prophets transmitted it to the men of the great assembly. Heim amru shlosha devarim, and they said three things. Hevu mesunim bedin, that one should be deliberate in judgment. Vehemidu talmidim harbe, and one should raise up many students. Vaasu siag l'Torah, and that one should make a fence, a protective measure around the Torah. So rather than the three dicta that the Anshei Knesses Gedola say at the end of this Mishnah, I just want to focus on the transmission, and let's look in the Bart Nura for that. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Moshe received the Torah at Sinai. Omer ani, I say, says the Bart Nura, lefi she masechezu eno misiyedes al perish mitzvah mi mitzvah satorah, that because this tractate isn't explaining a mitzvah in the Torah, kashar masechtos sheba Mishnah, as the other tractates in the Mishnah do, elokulam musrim umidus, but rather it's just musr and midos, it's character development and traits that we should acquire. V'chachmei umos ha'olam gam kein chibru svarim kamo shebadu milibam bedarchei ha'musar. And the scholars of other nations also gathered together books of wisdom as their hearts directed them to do. Ketzad yesnahega adam im chaverav, explaining how a person should act with his fellow man. Lefika hizchil hatana b'masechazu Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Therefore, the Tana starts this tractate by explaining that Moshe received the Torah at Sinai. Lomer lecha shehamidos v'hamusrim shebezu hamasechta lo badu el samchach mehamishna milibam El Af Elu Nemru Mesinai. So it's explaining to us that these character traits that we're supposed to acquire were also not just gathered by the sages of the Mishnah, but rather they were also transmitted by Moshe from Sinai. Misinai. Mimisha Nigla Besinai. So when it says that Moshe received the Torah from Sinai, it means from the one who revealed himself at Sinai. Lizakanim. Joshua transmitted the Torah to the elders. She'arichu Yamim Achre Yehoshua. They're the ones who lived a long time after Yehoshua. Va'osam Hazakanim Lizakanim Acherim Ad Shehigiu L'Tchiglasam Shal Nevi'im. And those elders transmitted to other elders until it reached the beginning of the period of the Nevi'im. Shehen Elia Kohen Ushmuel HaRamasi. So that's Elia Kohen and the prophet Shmuel. La'anshe Knesset HaGadola, and ultimately it was transmitted to the men of the Great Assembly. Me'a Ve'estrim Zekanim Hayu. These were 120 sages, and then it named some of them, Zerubbabel and Mordechai. Shehayu B'yamei Ezra, they lived at the time of Ezra. Kisha'alu min ha'gala b'bayi sheni, who went up from exile in the time of the Second Temple. U'michlalam Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, again it names a few more. V'nikru Knesset HaGadola, and the reason that they're called the Great Assembly, l'fi shehechaziru ha'atara l'yoshna, is because they restored God's crown to its previous glory. Shemosha Amar, because Moshe said, and it quotes a pasuk in Devarim chapter 10, it says, Hakel Hagadol Hagibur Vanara. It says, God, great, mighty, awe-inspiring. Bo Yirmiyah V'Daniel, and then the prophets Jeremiah and Daniel came, Velo Amru Gibur Vanara. They didn't say mighty and awe-inspiring. V'him Hechaziru Kibatchila, and the Anshei Knesset HaGadola came, and they returned things to the way they were before. And that's our introduction to the Book of Avos. Join us next week when we will be continuing with some Mishnayos from Perek Beis.